My name is Garland Robinson. In Romans 1:1 we read, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. In the salutation to the saints at Rome, Paul refers to his call to preach the gospel. But first, he had to be separated from his previous life, where he confessed that he had been a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But in 1 Timothy 1:13, then 15, he said, But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. But Paul found a separation and said, Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. After he'd obeyed the gospel, he was separated from his past forever. In Philippians 3, verse 7, we read, But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. And then in verse 13, But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul had been separated from his past. Well, number one, he was separated from sin. After his call, the very first thing to be attended to was separation from sin. You remember how that on the road to Damascus, the Lord appeared to him? And he identified himself. And when he did, Paul asked, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said, Arise, go into the city, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do. And after 3 days, without food or drink, the Lord sent Ananias, a disciple there, unto Saul. What was it that he was to do? What did he tell him to do? He told him in Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. It was only when he had washed away his sins in baptism that he was saved. If he was saved before, he didn't know it, for he was fasting and praying and waiting to hear what the Lord wanted him to do. If he was saved before baptism, the Lord didn't know it, for he promised him that it would be told him in Damascus what he would do. And if he was saved before baptism, Ananias didn't know it, for he told him what to do in order to wash away his sins. So, if he was saved before he was baptized, then he was the most miserable saved person you ever saw, because he would neither eat nor drink. Number two, Saul of Tarsus was separated, once he obeyed the gospel, from family and friends. After coming to Christ, Saul could follow the belief of his parents no more. As other converts of that time, he had to turn from religious ideas that he held and be separated from them. That even included his family. Later he stated in Acts 23:6, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. But he renounced Judaism in following Christ and was no longer in that old sect. He mentioned, When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Galatians 1, verse 15 and 16. God had separated him from his mother's womb, but Paul had separated himself from family ties to proclaim the gospel. And friends, we've got to do the same thing in order for us to be faithful servants of the Lord. When Saul became a Christian, he was separated from the Jewish law and all of its observances. Before, he had been a model for its very devotion. In Acts 26, verse 4 and 5, we read, My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, known all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of my religion, I lived a Pharisee. Again he said, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were counted gain for me, those I counted loss for Christ. Philippians 3, verses 4 to 7. None could point to a finer record than Saul of Tarsus, yet Paul separated himself from all of this in order to be a Christian. He said that he profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Galatians 1:14. Still, he had to separate from that in order for him to have forgiveness of sins and to live a faithful life. For Christ had blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Colossians 2:14. It was because of Christ that Saul separated from the law of Moses. We read in Ephesians 2, verse 14 and 15, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Saul looked no longer to the law, but he warned, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Galatians 5 and verse 4. So, he had separated from the Jewish law. Number 4, he had separated himself from the world. Paul had to renounce the world in order to serve Jesus Christ, because Jesus said in John 15:19, if I were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. He said in John 18:36, my kingdom is not of this world. Though Paul was an apostle as one born out of due time, he yet had to be separated from the world. Thus he gave thanks to God, Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Later he would encourage others, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12 and verse 2. He had so separated from the world that he could say in Philippians 3 and verse 8, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Paul had true motivation, for he said in Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Now, here's the question. Christ or the world? Which would it be? Paul knew each one would have to make that kind of choice. He portrayed the church just as it should be in Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 25. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Paul didn't want any corrupting influence brought in. For we read in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. It was John who wrote, love not the world, 1 John 2:15. But Paul lived that separation. He came out of the world and was separated from it. Number 5, when Paul became a Christian, he was separated unto the gospel. Paul affirmed that God separated him and called him for a great purpose. That was to preach Christ and Him crucified. From the time of his call, he was totally committed to that task. He confessed in 1 Corinthians 9:16, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." And in that same letter he said, "For I have determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." As he arose from baptism, Paul began his work, and he straightway preached Christ in the synagogues that He was the Son of God. And from that time forth he was separated to that work, saying, "I am set for the defense of the gospel." Then six, when Paul was baptized, when he became a Christian, he was separated unto the work of God. It was early in that Christian life of his, while working with Barnabas in Antioch, that God's Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them." Acts 13:2. Paul was separated from many brethren by this call, and he never looked back. He said, "Yea, I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another's man's foundation." Romans 15:20. Paul was rooted and grounded in the faith, and yet was forever on the move. And what did he do? He always preached Christ. So, brethren, we too must be separated unto the gospel, both to live it and proclaim it. Since our example and high priest is holy, harmless, separate from sinners, and higher than the heavens, then we must be separated from sin. We must be separated from family and friends in order that we might live and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must be separated from every false doctrine, false teaching, and teacher. We must be separated from the world, and we must also be separated unto the gospel, just as Paul was. As he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." As Jesus was separated from sinners, then so must we be, just like Paul, the apostles, and all the faithful men and brethren throughout the ages. Won't you obey the gospel today? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you're willing to repent of your sins and confess faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, then be baptized for the remission of your sins.